Aloha and welcome to another day at the Power of Just One Season 2. Today, I'm honored to introduce a woman whose journey and mission are deeply inspiring. Please join me in welcoming Rachel Lavin, a published author, professional speaker, body love educator, certified health coach, and a personal trainer. Rachel's personal story of overcoming decades of negative body image and restrictive dieting is a powerful reminder that true wellness is so much more than a number on the scale. Through her book, The Donut Diaries, and her signature three pillars of fitness, nourishment, movement, and rest, Rachel is helping women everywhere heal their relationship with their bodies and reclaim their power from the inside out. Her passion, authenticity, and compassion shine through everything she does. And I just know that you're going to be deeply moved and empowered by what she shares today. So without further ado, let's welcome Rachel into the room. Rachel, all the way from South Carolina. Yahoo! Welcome. I'm so excited to have this interview with you and learn more about your story and your one thing. So let's just dive right into your story. Tell us about like your kind of rock bottoms, what happened, and how it's brought you to the work that you're sharing with the world today.
Absolutely. I will never forget this. I just turned 40. I was living in New York City, had a great job at a beautiful gym. I had, you know, a boyfriend. I just had lost who knows how many pounds for the umpteenth time. I was a size friggin' zero for the first time in my life. And I remember I was not happy. I was miserable. I just was like, what is going on? I finally got all the things I thought I wanted to be a whole person, and I feel empty. And I just remember sitting in the gym, and it was an off hour. There was no classes. I was sitting in the group X room in the dark and just bawling. I mean, like waterfall tears. And I just remember thinking to myself, you already are everything that you think you're not. And it's time to just embrace that and love yourself and just forget all this noise. But I was like, that's a great idea, but how do I get there? Right?
Exactly.
After 40 years of having the same tape go on and on, how do you get there? And I realized I needed to go back and clean up my past and deal with all the hurt and deal with all the people that I felt had hurt me, and realize that, you know, the way that I grew up doesn't have to be the way that I move forward in life. I wanted to be happy. Yeah.
Yes.
I wanted to be happy, but that takes some unpacking.
Yeah. So in your journey, where did you start?
I started at the beginning. I knew that I felt like it was rooted in my childhood. There was something that happened or a culmination of things that happened that I thought it was who I was supposed to be. And I started journaling. I mean, I did all the things that we talk about doing, but I just kind of dove right in. So I did therapy. I did journaling. I did affirmations. Like, I still, and when I'm working with women today, I do affirmation work because it is so valuable. It is so valuable.
Totally.
And it's easy. And it's something that everyone can do. And there are so many out there that feel true to each individual person. So I really believe in affirmations. So that's where I started.
Amazing. And you had support. Or did you do most of it like self-discovery?
I did. I really had a therapist of mine was like, you need to learn how to self-soothe. And I thought that was just like such an interesting thing. And I had never heard of that before. And so learning how to kind of take care of my own feelings and my own reactions to things and what's next, it was a valuable life lesson for sure.
Absolutely. I feel like many of us can totally resonate with your story, having it all and then just sitting there going, is this it? Like, I'm here. Why do I still feel like shit? And that's the biggest awakening that you can have, because it means that something is keeping you from actually integrating the thing that you've become, the thing that you've attracted, all the things that you've attracted. And yet there's something inside that is disconnected to all the work that you did, right? And still feeling empty and oof, it's brutal. So the self-soothing, I'm really curious, because I know a lot of us are bypassing emotions, right? And I love how self-soothing, what are some techniques that you use to self-soothe?
And anytime something would go, which of course in the past, it was like something's going wrong, something's not right in my life, I would always call somebody to help me get through it. And so instead of sitting in my emotions, sitting in the feeling that was happening, because you never know, you don't believe when you're in that mentality that it's going to pass, right? So to learn that an emotion is momentary was so interesting, because I had always felt that anxiety. I had always felt that there was something always wrong, instead of seeing a light at the end of the tunnel, or seeing that, you know what, something isn't going right at this moment, but that doesn't mean that my life is chaotic. That doesn't mean I'm not a good person and that I don't deserve good things.
Yeah, totally, totally. And I think that when we can take it back to ourselves, then we because all the answers lie within, you know? So out of this whole journey, and now the work that you're doing, because you have such an amazing background, what would you say is the one thing, the power of one, the power of just one, the one thing where maybe your story resonates with someone, they're like, okay, so where should I begin? Because now you've gone through this journey, you've utilized all the tools, you must have created something that like someone, the first step in someone's journey to kind of reclaiming their power.
Absolutely. I feel like being ready is the one thing. If you're not ready, you can hear something or hear someone's story 1,000 times. But until you're ready, that 1,001 time is where you connect, where you realize I'm just like her, or that sounds just like something I've experienced and I want to change it too. Because I remember for 40 years, people would say things, or I would hear something and it just didn't connect with me, because I wasn't ready to accept that change had to start with me. I could not expect anyone to do the journey for me. I had to do it for myself.
Yeah. Rachel, why do you think that is? Why do you think it takes so many like shakeups to recognize that there's a pattern going on? Like what? Why do you think that happens?
We as humans, even before the age of the internet, I think we all wanted that quick fix, right? And that's why there's been a diet for as long as I've been alive. There's, you know, lose 10 pounds in a week, and everyone can imagine. And I think that we want that in our lives regarding our growth, our emotions, how we visualize where we're supposed to be at whatever age. So when that doesn't come, it really chips away at our confidence. And I think that the more that we realize that everything is in the right timing for you, it doesn't have to look like Sally's life or Heather's life. It's Rachel's life.
Yeah. And do you think that most people, I feel like sometimes the spark to initiate the change doesn't have to be so dramatic. Like if you're feeling, what are your typical clients feeling at the time? And then what's the shift that gets them ready? Like, what if we didn't have to do the big wake ups, right? What if we could just recognize in ourselves that something's not, that we were made for more? Or
I wish that were true, but I kind of believe that it does take something. So a lot of my clients are like, I'm defeated. I've tried everything. And I think that because women are taught you have to be a certain size, or women are taught that food is your arch enemy and you can never eat anything but kale for the rest of your life. And so those beliefs become so ingrained that when someone like me is like, hey, I did this too my whole life, and then I realized that dieting is actually worse for me than having that piece of cake. So I think that that is such a, it jars people. They're like, no way, there's no way. Because we do get those tiny little bit of results from the diet. And, oh, I did lose weight then. Or if I do this, I'll lose weight. But I asked them to take a step back and remember, you're here because the weight came back, right? Because the diet doesn't work. It's not sustainable. Of course, it's momentary, or even a few months, or maybe even a few years you kept that weight off. But you're here with me today because something didn't work long term.
And what is that thing that doesn't work?
our bodies are not meant to starve. And that's what a diet is. It's literally a fancy way to say, we're going to starve you. So, yeah.
Yeah. And with all the women that you've worked with, what do you think is the profound change that takes place that actually cultivates the change that's going to last a lifetime?
I love when I see that light bulb go off in their facial expressions when it's like, you never have to diet again. And you're actually going to be in a better place with your body, the relationship with your body, when you stop fighting with it so much, when you stop letting it be your thought every second of every day, when you just let it be and you take care of it the best you can. Of course, I totally promote a healthy lifestyle, but when you stop thinking about your body every second of every day, is when that homeostasis and your set point starts to come back.
Totally. What do you think is happening? I've been there, so I'm not going to answer this, but what do you think is happening? Why? So basically diets, we're always trying to lose weight. We're not happy. We think that if we're smaller, that's, you know, what is it that we're really seeking?
Happiness. We want to be happy.
Exactly.
We want to be happy.
Yeah. So what do you think the first step is to be happy?
So you have to love yourself. You can't be happy and hate yourself and be at war with yourself.
Exactly. And what do you think the first step is to take to love yourself?
Small baby steps. I like myself today. I like myself in this moment. It's not like you go from all this self-loathing to all this self-love. It takes time. And I think patience... which I know most of the women in my life don't, it's not their strong suit. So patience is a gift, right? Patience is a gift you can give yourself.
I love that. I love that because we can love our bodies for some reason. I mean, first of all, we're breathing, we're human beings, we're having a human experience. There's happening, we have sensories, we have five senses that we get to indulge in, and a sixth, you know, and it's like, we focus on just our size, and then we're missing out on all the other things that our body does for us, which is allows us to connect, to hug, to play a sport. Like for me, I'm like, oh my God, okay, my body doesn't look like it did when I was 40. It's changed a lot since 50. It's like, oh, what's going on? But yet it's still like, I still get to surf. I get to still move and breathe with my body and yoga and dancing and connecting with my friends. So there's so much to celebrate that goes far beyond the scale, right? Yes. Is there anything else that you could share today that would help someone on their journey that's kind of struggling with their body image or the way they look, how they can embrace themselves?
Absolutely. I would love it if all your listeners would just take out whatever color post-it you have and write something on there that you would love to believe about yourself. Because I get it, in this moment, you don't. And there's nothing wrong with accepting reality. So for instance, let's just say, I would love my high school body back. I mean, I don't know how many times I've heard a woman say that. And if you can say, I would love to love my body today, or I would love to love my body in the future, just something that you can mentally and emotionally grip with, you know, where you are today. And then as it starts to get a little easier to say it and a little easier to believe it, then you can maybe progress your affirmation to, I am happy being a size whatever. I am happy with the body I have today. And it does become your truth because you're rewiring your story, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that. So good. So good. So I'm just looking at my notes here. What is there anything else that you would like to share today? Tell us about your donut diaries.
Oh,
I love the name, by the way.
Oh, thank you. I love my sweet little book. It is my story that I share with the world in hopes to inspire women that they can see the light at their end of their tunnel. Obviously, I have done a lot of things that you're told to do, but I didn't want my book to come across like that. Like you have to buy a journal, you have to buy that. I just wanted to share my message and my experience with people. And I think the greatest bit of, not advice, but you know, constructive criticism that I've gotten from my book is that it sounds like I'm sitting on the couch and we're just chit-chatting like girlfriends.
Mm, I love that.
Yeah. And that's really how I wanted it to be perceived. So I'm really grateful that it comes across as an easy read, relatable, and I'm very proud of it.
Yeah. It takes a lot of courage to write about your own story. Did that uncover some things on your journey? Like, was that whole process, did you find it hard or was it revealing?
No, because I had done so much of that work before I even sat down to write it. So I tell people this, the only time that I cried during the writing of my book was the day I knew it was done.
Yeah. Why?
Because I was so proud of myself. I've been wanting to write a book about my story for many years, but I realized that I wanted to write about my wins. Look at Rachel. She lost all this weight and kept it off. But that wasn't really my whole story, right? And everyone wants to feel like they're being seen and heard. And so when you only write about your wins, it's not really relatable. So I guess that was the lesson I learned when writing my book. It was very important to write about my losses too.
Your whole journey to your whole self.
Yes.
So basically, your message today is that, first of all, it's not the weight loss that's going to make you happy.
That is for sure.
Right? It's like, it's not our size. The happiness comes from cultivating a relationship with yourself, coming from the inside out.
Yes, I couldn't have said it better myself.
Well, I'm taking your words because you wrote it on one of your, in the little Google Docs. So tell us where listeners can find you, how they can work with you. Tell us about the free gift that you're giving today, along with the VIP prize giveaway.
Absolutely. So please find me on social media, whether it's Facebook or Instagram, it's under Rachel Levin. My website is rachellevinwellness.com. My free gift that I'm offering to all your listeners today is to reach out to me for an hour discovery call. There's nothing like kind of just talking through your story, especially if you don't know where to start or you feel defeated and like you've done it everything and there's nowhere else to go. My free VIP gift is going to be a signed copy of my book. I have a Donut Diaries tumbler and a 1 hour health coaching with me.
Cool. Awesome. And the work that you predominantly do, is it combining still like fitness, health, mindset? Those are like the three modalities you're working with. So it's kind of an all-inclusive package.
Absolutely. Yes.
Cool. Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you.
Do you do any live classes or anything in South Carolina?
I have been focusing on getting, I have added a wellness act, home organizing to my wellness recipe.
And that's so cool.
Yeah, it really is. And it really is interesting how much of emotional that your stuff is. And help people unpack and declutter that is, I'm just like fitting right in with my career as a trainer and health coach. It's just, it feels right. So I'm doing all of those things. I'm so sorry. I missed your question. What was it originally?
Oh, I was asking if you were doing live classes still, but you're leading us to the other work that you're doing, which is so cool because there is definitely a lot of emotional ties. Our locker, our storage got burglarized just a month ago or so. And I was like, oh, everything's going to be fine, insurance and that. And then I was thinking about everything that was stolen. I was like, super emotional. Super emotional. So I can imagine decluttering is like such a gift to be able to do it with a professional, you know?
Yeah. I'm sorry that happens. That's awful.
Sucks. But not, I mean, you know, it sucked in the moment, but then I was like, oh, there's a light at the end of the tunnel. So, which means I get to go pick new clothes, which is great. that's probably fit and are age appropriate. So thank you, Rachel. Thanks for coming on and sharing your story and your one thing with our world. I'm super grateful to have connected with you, and I hope one day we get to meet in person.
Me too.
That would
Thank
be
you
so
so much for
fun.
having me.
Ooh, what an honor to meet and connect with another beautiful being sharing her story and wisdom today. Oh my gosh. Thank you. Thank you, Rachel. So for more guidance, you can take advantage of her free call. What a generous gift. Definitely, I'll link it in the show notes so you can book your call. And then for the VIP giveaway, she's going to do a signed copy of the Donut Diaries, a Donut Diaries tumbler, and a one-on-one 50-minute private session. Have a beautiful day. I can't wait to connect with you on the next interview. Aloha.